Ghostly Talk. Broadcasting from the world famous haunted winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on the beginning of Halloween week, October 26, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, Jay Scott from Biorhythm Productions North is here to talk about their new film, Red River.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Scott L. had a part in. Marilyn Heringa joins us to talk about the Indigo Inn. Ooh. And later, we'll be talking about A Tale of Two Brothers with author Francine Milano. Finally, we talk politics, prophecy, and the supernatural with Dr. L.A. Marzulli.
Feeling somewhat okay today.
Well, I feel great.
I'm conscious.
I'm tired. I was moving boxes all day.
I was recovering all day from the absolute blowout of the century party.
Yeah.
So it was
hosted by Bonnie's sister.
Yes.
Who was most gracious to have us at her home.
I don't know why yet.
They even had rumors of one next year. Oh.
Well, I have to say, like, Amber and I were kind of like the late shift.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there about 11:30-ish, and as we opened the door up, we were just pelted with music.
Yeah. We were doing the hustle right about then.
You were doing the hustle when I walked in the backyard. So it was a matter of, I was trying to get through to, like, the bonfire because it was cold out. And I was going to go somewhere warm. And I couldn't get past, like, you know, Dracula and the Naughty Nurse and Tony the Tiger and all these different characters doing the hustle in front of you, which is something you don't want to see. A Naughty Nurse with Tony the Tiger. Well, the Naughty Nurse bent over with Tony the Tiger behind her doing the hustle.
Yeah, counting to four. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
That's all you have to do for the hustle.
I didn't know it was a fantasy to see that.
Last night I could count to three. And then I bumped into like 2, 3 people. I'm like, that's it. I'm going to go sit down by the bonfire.
Oh, yeah. What were you, Doug, last night?
I was a banana.
He was Banana Boy.
And anybody out there who had Doug's cell number and may have called him last night, you would have known that last night, too.
Yeah, because when I answered the phone all night, hi, I'm a banana.
That's pretty, it's cute the first time. When he keeps answering the phone like that, when you know, in this day and age with caller ID and ring identifiers and all these things, you know that you've talked before to this person.
Right.
But you still have to identify. Why don't you just put that on your caller ID from now on? Banana. Doug the Banana.
I had a blast.
He can at least spell it today. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so, I don't know how I did.
Doug loves the Jell-O shots, by the way.
Oh, those were wicked.
Well, we had a good time hung around. around the campfire and chatted with people and all that fun stuff. And, yeah, we got home here and we were in bed by 3. So, yeah, I'm conscious. Doug looks okay. Bonnie, I think everybody's, we're all kind of.
I feel great.
We're all in the studio here. This is amazing. Yeah. We're all actually in the studio, at our studio. As you guys know, we broadcasted live from the Michigan Ghost Watchers Conference last weekend.
Yes, we did.
Which worked really well. The equipment held up. We held up. Our guests held up. Everything seemed to work really well. So that's something you're going to be seeing a lot more of now, I think.
And you know what's interesting is there was the live thing last Sunday, and there's another live thing coming up this Friday.
Oh, yeah, the mother of all. No show out there is doing this.
Right.
No, I don't care. I'll rub it in anybody's face. I don't really care. It's, you know, whatever. But, yeah, reminder of that. This Friday, starting at 11, like around 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah.
We are going to be broadcasting live from the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois, the Houdini Seance, hosted by Mr. Ken Berg, the Psy Chicken himself. Psychic Ken, Psy Chicken,
Psychic
whatever.
Ken.
He's going to be hosting this thing. It's going to be a Houdini Seance at the Haunted Lincoln Theater, hosted by Troy Taylor at Spookalpalooza 2008. We're going to be there in full force, but that's what we'll be doing. So, you know, Halloween night, you got them going on. If you're chilling out at the house, which I doubt. Halloween's usually for people
especially on Friday night. Yeah.
We're going to archive it, though. We'll do the usual stuff. If you can't do it live, that's cool, but it'll be archived for you to check out.
If you can't make it there in person, I mean, it's easy to get to. Decatur, Illinois is easy to get to. It's the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois. It's easy to get to if you're, you know, wondering what you're going to do Friday night, Halloween night. There's a plan for you. Head on out to Decatur and get in there.
Hang out with us. Hang out with everybody. There's tickets available, I'm pretty sure. I think there is.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's going to be a really cool time, guaranteed. We usually have Troy on the show before one of these events, but I don't know. I guess it just didn't happen this time. No big deal.
Well, we've been doing all this stuff.
It's been kind of crazy, but that's going to be happening this Friday. We're looking forward to it. There ain't going to be an actual show next weekend. We're going to use this as the archive. I think what I'm going to try to do is actually, we're going to do these recordings, and if we get 3 hours out of it, I don't know how long it's going to go. If we get 3 hours out of it, we'll use it as a show, so that we can listen to live
next
Sunday.
Plan.
We'll figure it out, though.
We don't know what affiliates will pick it up live, because we just don't know.
Well, I sent the email out to all them a couple weeks ago. I'm going to send it out again this week. And I've got a lot of positive responses, so thank you to all of our wonderful affiliates.
But
that.
It does depend on their schedule and whether they can fit it in.
A lot of them are doing it, though. They're going to be doing it.
Yeah, check the affiliate that you listen to. Check their schedules to see if they're going to cover this live.
Yeah. Should be really cool. Really quick, so we have our guest. Jay is waiting on the phone ever so patiently, being really friendly about this. We got to crank through this thing, though. We got an interesting email, and I actually asked this gentleman if I could read this on the air, and he agreed to it and said it was cool. And he's a good friend of ours, you know. Gene Lafferty is a really good, you know, just a great guy. We've worked with him before. We've been with him to Mansfield Reformatory, as a matter of fact, a few months ago. So whenever he emails, I always perk up and read and make sure I'm listening to what this gentleman has to say. And it was in regards to Karen Tate we had on the show 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Before last weekend, which was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, anyways. Right. So, okay. So, he actually sent an email that I thought was kind of interesting. And I'll just say the subject heading was pretty funny. Ugh, misinformation. I'm like, oh, great. And, like, we've never spouted out tons of misinformation on this show. But here's what Gene had to say. I just listened to your interview from Sunday, and the woman, Karen Tate, who brought up the point about separation of church and state. In my never-ending quest to separate BS and truth, I wanted to pass along some information. I am taking this from memory, but it should be close. The words separation of church and state do not even occur in the United States Constitution. These words can be traced back to a document by Thomas Jefferson to a Baptist church. He said that he thinks there should be a wall of separation between church and state in order to protect the churches themselves from government overlording. He was trying to protect the country's various churches from being controlled by the state, not the other way around. This being the case, it is actually unconstitutional to believe in separation of church and state, since those words are not even printed in the U.S. Constitution. Misinformation is stronger than the power of information, since everyone in the United States has been successfully brainwashed into believing that the separation nonsense is actually constitutional. Sorry, I will get off my soapbox now. Take care, Gene. Something to think about. I don't even want to, like, dig into this because we have other things to do tonight.
Yeah, we don't have time for it.
But I did want to get this out because I told Gene I thought it was interesting.
Quite an interesting topic.
Yeah, and I think we should explore it more.
I'd like to dig in eventually. But right
something for you guys to think about, though. Send some emails. Go back
and forth. Can we get one more thing out first?
What's that?
We have a new conference line.
Yeah, go ahead and do
that. If you want to call in and listen to the show, the number is 201-793-9022. When asked for the conference ID, enter 799-5098.
Oh, yeah, High Speed Conferencing, our old company.
Yeah, they went and
they
changed
just decided,
it up.
Changed it all up and said, no, we don't want you. You know, we're taking everybody off our service. So we have a new one now, and that's the new number. It's on the website already, so you can go and get it off the website, all that fun stuff. But, yeah, thanks, Monty, for reminding me about that, too. Any other administrative things we need to take care of here? Because I really want to get to Jay.
I think that's good, because I want to know about...
I think Jay is going to hurt us if we don't talk to him soon. Yeah.
I want to know about your involvement in this. First of all, I want to announce the website.
Go ahead.
Jay's website is www.theriverrunsred.com.
Yes.
I'll say that one more time, www.theriverrunsred.com. Red.com, and that's all, you know, no spaces, no hyphens, no, just all run together.
Mm-hmm.
The River Runs Red.com.
Yeah.
And Jay's here on, he's on
Jay
the
Scott's
line.
On the line. Jay,
you
there
tell now? Us about this movie. Tell us everything, Jay.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Well, I think we're doing better than you. How are you feeling, Jay?
Man, I wanted to come in there bad today, but somehow I managed to, I believe, pull a chest muscle.
Oh my God.
So. Yeah, it feels like a spear going to the front, not my shoulder blade. It's pretty weird.
Well, Jay, you were planning on being actually, you know, you guys aren't too far from us here, you know, from where you're at. And we've had you here before, had a great time, and you were going to come down and hang out today. But, yeah, unfortunately, we talked earlier, and, you know, you were like, I hurt myself. I'm like, well, stay home. We'll do it on the phone. Let's just do a phoner. That's totally great. So, yeah.
It's easy to get hurt in my line of work, man. I'll tell you what, you guys want to see a haunted house, come see some of the crack houses I clean out.
Jeez. Well, we hope you feel better, man. We hope you feel better pretty quick there.
Yeah. We'll get better.
Good. Now, last time you dropped in the studio, oh, by the way, Jay, I have to tell you this, too. It's actually over Bonnie's head as we speak. I have to point this out to the listeners. The last time that Jay Scott and crew were in, you were here with Russ Fox and Virginia Bryant dropped by from the film, the RedRiver.com, or Red River.
Yep.
You guys brought in this wonderful award that just totally blew me away, and I got Zombie of the Year, right? And this is something I talked about. Yeah, it really touched my heart. I mean, it's hard to say that when you consider the award is a wood plaque with a fake hand with blood and dirt all over it, which was the actual hand we worked with, but it really touched my heartstrings. So I have to point it out that it's hanging up in the studio. We found a nice spot for it, Jay, and it's here in the studio. So thanks again for that.
Not a problem. Do you ever have to spray it with Lysol or anything?
No, it don't smell that bad, really. So the film...
I believe last time I was in there... we were still under the name Heaven's Gate, weren't we?
Yes, we were. It was still under Heaven's Gate, and let's point that out, too. The film was originally called Heaven's Gate, and the name had to be changed to Red River. That's where it is now, thus the river runs red.com. And you guys have released part one now of Red River, am I correct?
Yeah, episode one out of five.
And my first question, just to get, you know, just out of curiosity, is why are you guys doing it in parts? Why don't you just do it all at once? Why are you guys doing it all in parts?
Well, I'm just a mini-series fan. You know. Just sounded a good way to go. I wanted to do a web series, but I didn't want it to run on forever.
Mm-hmm.
I found closure within five episodes.
Okay.
So, just how it worked out.
And, part one, it came out about a month ago, didn't it?
Yeah, it should have been out about a year and a half ago, but it was a learning process. But, yeah, it's finally out. We got people visiting the site. You know, it's been fun.
Well, what's the website?
Comes to our low budget cheesy show. Good way to spend a half hour.
What's the website again, Doug?
It's www.theriverrunsred.
I feel like a game show host. What's the website there, Vanna?
She doesn't talk. She just points.
I got a chance to watch. I got a chance to check it out. Actually, when you first dropped it, I got the email, and I'm like, oh, I gotta go check this thing out. It came out phenomenal. Another funny thing we gotta mention here too is that MFPS, my old band. This is the Scott's half an hour, I guess, here, because MFPS Jay asked if, you know, we knew of any, you know, back in the, a while ago. This was like last summer, wasn't it, Jay?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, hey, you know of anybody that's got some decent music? I'm like, well, my old band, we're defunct, you know. We're
man, so... I love that CD, dude. I love that CD. I really do, man. It makes me want to punch people.
You're not alone. You're really
like
not
you
alone.
Just be, you could just be chilling out for a minute, listen to some of it, and all of a sudden there's those heavy parts just kick in, man. You just want to start throwing your arms and knocking all your crap over, you know?
Yeah, and the titles are very endearing as well. Like, I think I hate you.
You that's know, my yeah. favorite.
Yeah. So endearing.
I'd like
you.
To dedicate it to the host of Ghostly Talk.
Oh, thank you.
Yay!
Now that well, though, that, those songs were all written, you know, just on that point. Those songs were all written in that frame of mind, though.
We yes.
were, it wasn't just like I want to play angry music. It was written because we were all pretty pissed off at the time. Long story short,
oh, yeah.
that's what happened.
I've been there too, man.
But we ended up you. Ended up using a lot of our tunes. I just said, take them, do whatever you want. Gave him the whole record and said, chop it up. We don't care. Do whatever you want with it. Just have a good time. Whatever you can use would be great.
What was pretty cool about it in editing, though, it's like I just throw all my clips down, and then I'd, you know, pop one of your tunes over that section. It was just kind of cool. You know, the changes just happened naturally.
Yeah.
With what was going on. I didn't really have to move much around. It was meant to be, man. It was cool.
Well, yeah, it's hard, you know, when you wrote the music or you played it for so many years and you hear that over, you know, a scene. But I know we talked on the phone, Jay, and you're like, it worked really well for the chase scenes, like when people were getting chased by zombies. And like the music, you know, it drives. So I'm like, well, I guess that would work for something like
yes,
that.
Yes, it would.
So yeah, it was really cool to hear our tunes on that. And it was really amazing. It's to see them being used for something besides sitting on the shelf. Now that's pretty much what they're doing. When do you guys think about releasing part two then?
They are close behind. I'm in the middle of a move right now. As soon as we get into our new house, I'm going to have episode two up. I'd probably say about a month it'll be up.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I know. So
it's an ongoing saga.
Doug is biting his nails over here. I'm like, okay, I'll shut up.
So it's an ongoing saga, and you should probably not only go to theriverrunsred.com, but also bookmark it and check back every month or so for new episodes.
Yeah, we'll have a little something up there. We got little mini webisodes coming out too. Some of the scenes that I ended up chopping from the actual episodes. Sorry, I'm having a hard time talking here. My chest is pounding. But we were taking little scenes that were still cool, but kind of got bumped out of the story, and just giving little treats there. People getting tore up, so you can look for those too.
Excellent.
They'll run about 5 minutes long a piece.
Excellent. So, fantastic.
Yeah.
We
use everything.
Yeah, why not? Nowadays, that's what happens with films. When you make a movie, you know, 20 years ago, I mean, yeah, a lot of stuff would end up on the cutting room floor, which is now ending up on DVDs that we buy three or four different versions of the film because it has one five-second cut we haven't seen before. Use all that stuff. I mean, I think everything is really cool to watch. Especially if you've made it. When we were just working recently, with Andy and Tanya from Expero Productions on Dr. Don's American Spirit Summit, this other film we did, Jay, there was a lot of stuff. When we actually saw the final cut of the film, you know, from being there so much, we were there so much for the filming of this movie. Excuse me, my God, this coffee's killing me. We saw so much stuff that, you know, when the actual final cut of the film, that we're like, wow. I remember doing a whole scene of something totally, you know, different that just never made it to the film, you know. So that's what happens when you make films. That's just the way it works out. So the next film will be coming out in about a month, you said. I'm going to be looking forward to it. You guys got to check this thing out for sure. You definitely need to check this out. What's the website again, Doug?
www.theriverrunsred.com.
Well, this was our first project, and it was a learning experience all the way around, you know, not only for us, but for many of our actors just starting off, and it's just kind of cool watching it grow, because every episode, you know, gets a little bit better, the production gets better, the acting gets better, it's fun, it was fun watching it grow, but it's going to be even more fun ending it.
Well,
episode 5, so I got a big bang for everybody.
Well, like
that hasn't been done on film before.
Oh! Look out. Well, like you guys, I mean, like us and you guys, we know, I mean, you know, this is all an independent venture you're doing. You guys are doing this all on your own, much like we do Ghostly Talk here. It's all done on our own time and our own dime. So, you know, that's one of the fun parts, I think, of doing stuff like this on your own independently, is that you can you do get to see things kind of start from the ground up and enjoy the progression that you have by getting better at something, you know. And then you look back.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know we look back on the first year of Ghostly Talk and go, God, we sucked. You know? And we'll probably look back on this year of Ghostly Talk 5 years from now and go, God, we sucked, you know. So, I mean, it's the same thing with any medium, I think, is that, you know, you're always going to see that progression, especially when you're doing it on your own. So that's just how it works. I think that's how everything should be done, but not everybody wants to do it that way.
Right, and it's a fun process and an interesting process because, like you said, a year from now or whatever, when you're working on a different venture, a different project, you could be like, you utilize all this stuff that you learned in, you know, in previous projects. We noticed the same thing with Dr. Don's American Spirit Summit.
Yeah, that's the film.
Was, you know, we were, I think, a lot more relaxed and a lot, you know, as talent.
Yeah.
And then the production quality just shot through the roof because, you know, Tanya and Andy had plenty of time they knew the challenges from the first one. They knew the challenges. They thought through it ahead of time, and they were able to do a. And then, unfortunately, they had to deal with us.
Right.
We were probably the biggest challenge.
And I don't know that I'd ever call us talent.
Well, I don't, you know, Andy and Tanya, if you're making a comparison here, and I mean, Andy and Tanya, I have to say, Jay. Everything I've done with you guys as far as this film stuff we do, it's been a whole lot of fun. But it's been challenging, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay, you told me that right out of the gate when we did Heaven's Gate, when I did my little part for Red River. You're like, you know, we are Michigan's most extreme film company. You are going to get dirty. You might get hurt. Just deal with it, you know.
And you can tell from
that's
that
our
award.
Kind of
you
fun,
guarantee
though.
You'll get hurt.
Yeah, we guarantee you
can tell from that award how much dirt was going on in that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
Hey, Jay, can we talk about the brawler also? Is that okay, or do you want to wait on that?
Well, I'll leave it at this with the brawler right now. We, as a production company now, we've stepped it up a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're looking at better equipment now. Actually, we're working with better equipment now, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Better editing programs. My actors have grown over the years, as well as meeting new actors
mm-hmm.
that have been doing very well. Basically, what's going on with the brawler is we got to a point where we're going to be able to make a really, really nice extended trailer, okay?
Okay.
To try to find funding for that movie.
Okay.
Okay? Because if we're going to do it, we want to do it completely right. We got great footage already.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to, I really believe it's going to help us sell this idea.
Okay.
So we're going to run with that, and we're kind of sitting on it for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make the right choices with this movie. But I did want to say, if there's any actors out there, Italian preferably,
mm-hmm.
we did start a new pilot with a local filmmaker, Mike Cody. He's done some great... Oh, as a matter of fact, I got to drop this DVD off to you, man. It's called Ever Happened.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but I'm just going to tell you it is a total trip at the brain. This guy made this movie. You'll love it.
I'd love to check it out.
He's very professional, very professional equipment. Anyway, we started a new pilot called Dirty Deeds, okay, after the AC/DC song.
Yeah.
Our tagline for it is Under Fire from the FBI. A mobster recruits a washed-up loser to do his dirty work to distract attention from the family.
Okay?
We need Italian extras. So if anybody is listening, please contact me. We're right around the corner from starting this.
Where can they contact you at, Jay?
BioRhythmProductions@yahoo.com.
Just all one word, BioRhythmProductions@yahoo.com?
Yeah, BioRhythm. Productions@yahoo.com.
What about MySpace also? Is there a MySpace page that can get you on too?
You know, if there is a MySpace. That's something I should always write down.
Oh, boy. Actually,
but that's true, because with the MySpace thing, there's the... there's, like, what you created the account under, and then you can change, like, the name that appears at the top of the page. So, like, you can make a GT show... Is the name of the account. That's how everyone finds you. You can make the name Ghostly Talk. So it's like, it's very difficult to remember sometimes.
I'm helping out here, though. I can find it for you, Jay, real quick.
Right off the top of my head, though, I can say if you look for BioRhythm Productions on MySpace, and it's under a music page, because it used to be my old band page.
Yeah, I got it right here, Jay, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I got. You want me to give it out here for you, Jay?
Yeah, please.
It's on myspace.com/biorhythm1108. That's the actual, you know, the if you just go myspace.com/biorhythm1108. So yeah, like Jay was saying, if you are an Italian actor, right, get a hold of these guys. Yep. They might have something that would work for you. I know we had a lot
It's a dark comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
It's a dark comedy.
It's got a sick little twist to it. It'll be fun.
Fantastic. Well, I think, again, everybody out there, concerning Red River, what we were talking about before, you know, it's Halloween week. All right, I'm telling you, this is a perfect film to check out for Halloween, because the next few days it's going to be all about that. Me today, for example, I went and watched all the Halloween episodes of South Park.
Wow.
That was my thing. We actually ate all the food that we took from the party last night. And Amber and I sat down and watched all the episodes, the Halloween episodes of South Park. So you're doing these little rituals and stuff all week, and here's one you should check out, theriverrunsred.com. And you go there, and I think there's a theatrical version, and there's an NC-17 version. I forgot what it was, Jay. What is that again?
Yeah, there's a censored one. We got nudity on there, so.
Oh, heck.
We put one out for the kids.
I can hear hundreds of keyboards clicking away right
now.
Now,
if you're 18 years old, only if you're 18.
Of course.
That you can watch the uncensored version, but check that out for sure. Jay, any closing comments? We're going to be going to break here in a second. Anything else? What's the future? Anything coming up for you guys?
Yeah, just working on Dirty Deeds. That's about it. Just for a little bit.
Fantastic.
But I did want to say, as well as thanking you guys, I'd also like to thank QuietEarth.org,
mm-hmm.
which is a really good horror website. It just documents a lot of indie zombie movies coming out and vampire stuff, and he's been real good to us. He's been keeping tabs on us and updating everybody to what we're doing. So,
fantastic.
Casey's out there listening. Thanks, man.
Excellent. So. Fantastic. And yeah, thanks, Jay. I mean, I've had a lot of fun working with you guys, and hopefully we'll be doing some stuff down the road, too. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the rest of the parts of Red River, too, as the other host of the show, too. So we're looking forward to checking that out, Jay.
Yeah, wait for episode 5. I got a big surprise for everybody.
Yeah. All right, Jay. We'll be talking to you soon, then. Thanks again.
Thank you.
We'll be talking soon, all right? Yeah, and if we don't talk, have a great Halloween, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Take care, guys. Be safe, man. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Great film. You guys got to check it out. I already watched it myself.
Yeah.
And it's totally awesome. You guys got to check it out. I mean, again, and people out there, this is an Michigan independent film company. And they've been so good to us. We've had a lot of fun with these guys. I've had a lot of fun with these guys. Hopefully you guys will have fun with them someday, too.
And that's what I like to see. I like to, not only do I enjoy, the fact that there's, independent films being made.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also enjoy, obviously he talked about the learning process and how much you learn by undertaking such
a
venture. And, this is just so exciting because the next film and the next film, it's going to be, better and better, as their skills improve and as they learn those lessons. And
well, people think you can just wrap these things out. It doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? And we know this from experience. A lot of these, a big company, they got like 40 cameras on hand.
Right.
Usually if you're doing one of these films on your own, you got one camera. So
right.
If that triples, quadruples your
the
time
and the amount of takes,
because you have to do all these different takes, right? And that's the one thing I've seen from being behind the camera is that it's like, my God, we got to shoot this thing like four times because we have to get it from four different angles, and so they can be mixed together, right? It would look very boring at one angle. You know what I mean? So
right.
There's a lot of work that goes into these things, and I thought it was really cool. I wanted to have Jay on the show here because Halloween's here, and I thought Red River is right there. Zombie film. It's great. Well done. You guys won't believe how well done this film is. These guys did a at BioRhythm Productions North, they do a fantastic job. They get in there and get it done, and you get dirty when you work with these people.
That's awesome. As
we're seeing on the wall over there. So, guys, check that out. Definitely something to look at here for your Halloween week when you got a few minutes, half an hour to blow. Check that out for Halloween. Any other closing things? We're going to be going to break here. Anybody else got anything before we go to break?
More aspirin. No.
Are you that messed up, man?
No, I'm fine.
All right, while we go to break here, thanks again to Jay for dropping on the show. Coming up.
I want to personally thank Bonnie and her sister and that whole family.
I already did.
Wow. Yes, but I didn't, and I have to, because
you're
was...
You're most welcome.
I described it as the Halloween blowout of the century, And so far, anyway, because I hear next year there's even more plans. So thank you, Bonnie, and thank your sister. And
it's not a good everybody. Party till the cops show up.
Right.
Yeah, the cops did show up. Which didn't surprise me none one bit, because, like I said, the music I was told you, so
actually,
loud.
The people that called the cops weren't even on that street.
Yeah, they were here in Warren.
They were probably here.
The cop told him. They got complaints, but not from anyone on that street, because a lot of people on that street were there.
They were at the party, yeah. So. That's what we figured.
Exactly.
So. Well, that was a great party, Bonnie. Yeah. Let's go to break, though. Who we got coming up here, Doug? What's going on?
Coming up, we're going to talk about the Indigo Inn.
I've been there.
Yes.
You guys haven't?
No. Well, not yet, anyway.
Why don't you just rub our faces in it?
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
Nah, nah, nah,
I get around.
Nah, nah, that sounds like what you're saying.
Well, you guys are going to dig this. Marilyn's a really cool lady.
I can't wait to talk to
Marilyn. World traveler, a lot to talk about the Indigo Inn in Forster, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
Ghostly Talk!
Do you want to dive into the bizarre world of the paranormal? Do ghosts, UFOs, or the supernatural amaze you to the point of wanting to learn more? Then you need BVRN, the Black Vault Radio Network. With more than 750 hours of on-demand talk radio, syndicated from more than 35 shows, the Black Vault Radio Network is your one-stop shop for the world of the unexplained. Check us out and tune in 24 hours a day, www.blackvaultradio.com. Again, that's www.blackvaultradio.com.
Marge, there is something scary in your closet!
Oh, that's just Uncle Earl. He died about 6 years ago, and he's still lurking about.
What? Have a ghost problem? Contact the Spirits of St. Petersburg for a free investigation today. Serving the Tampa Bay area for over 9 years. www.spiritsofstpetersburg.com.
We'll be right back. Okay, this is Dream Team. We're ready for EVP sweep.
That is weird. These cameras don't do this.
Water supposedly will come off and on in various rooms.
All of a sudden, our EMF meter started to go haywire.
You're listening to the number one source for paranormal evidence brought to you firsthand by real investigators in the field. No hoaxes, no disinformation. You're listening to The Ghost Project.
I found myself face to face with someone or something that was attempting to play with my psyche as well as my physical being.
How sure are you of that?
I'm 100% sure of that.
Don't be caught bored waiting for something to go bump in the night. Listen to the Paranormal Broadcast System with Brad, Brandon, Todd, and Paul.
Well, hello, Mr. Phantom Man.
Listen to some great interviews with some amazing guests that run the gamut from ghost hunting groups across the country to paranormal personalities in the media. First, let's be serious for a moment. Then let's have some fun. We've got it all covered. Tune in and listen to intriguing interviews with our hosts from L.A. Spirits and the Louisiana Spectral Research Center. Then kick back and listen to us try to be funny with some crazy Cajun. And some other guys, too. This is no kid show, folks. It's the Paranormal Broadcast System. Listen to us poke fun at ourselves. It's funnier that way. You can find us at www.laghosts.com. That's www.laghosts.com.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Just in the nick of time, Bonnie.
Yeah, I'm good like that.
Good job.
She's got an internal clock.
You'll never beat Doug, though.
Never.
What do you mean?
Who comes in right at the end of the intro music, just before we start to talk.
I was with Doug.
Oh, were you with
when
him?
We did that?
Yes,
you both
did that? Yeah. We did that one time.
You both suck.
We have right. uncanny senses of time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I want to point something out real quick here. Tonight, special Halloween. Mm-hmm. Every week is Halloween here. I don't know what there is to celebrate about all that much, because we're always celebrating the spirit of Halloween.
It's all about candy.
Candy and,
ghouls and,
one time a year we could all dress slutty and get away with it, right? No, that's
yes,
what Halloween's all about.
Yes, I would be slutty banana.
Same here last night. My jeans were tight. They were
And then the firelight,
Well, one thing I did for this week, there's a band that we endorse here on Ghostly Talk called the Mysterons.
Yeah.
I've used some of their music for commercial stuff we did, and we use them for liner stuff here and there. They're a really nice bunch of guys who write this really kind of cool, trippy, like 50s, psychedelic, but like horror music,
Yeah.
And it's always, there's just a lot of fun to listen to, and I lined the whole show tonight with these guys. So check them out. The link to their site will be up on our site tonight once I, update everything. But they're called the Mysterons. I think it's the Mysterons.net or something like that. But you can check them out. They're called the Mysterons. Really good stuff. So every song you hear tonight, aside from our bumps and bumps out and all that weird production stuff. But the full songs you're hearing, they're all by the Mysterons. Really good tunes. So check those out. Just kind of cool, fun Halloween stuff, I thought.
I love independent music and independent bands.
Yeah, really good band.
Amazing stuff.
So, yeah, what's going on?
One of the really fortunate things about having a show that has three co-hosts, right, is that sometimes one or two will branch off and go do something, mm-hmm. right?
In the porn industry.
Yes. No, we'll
the
go
adult
off.
Film industry.
Sometimes they'll take baths together.
Sometimes. No, they'll go off and do things and then be able to come back and bring that experience to the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is a case. This is one of those kinds of cases.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
you
yeah.
got to go to the Indigo Inn.
Well, this was a while ago, right, Marilyn? I think we were there the first time Amber and I were there, that was back, I want to say, oh my goodness, like January or February of 2007. I couldn't.
Correct.
Was it around there, Marilyn? Yeah.
Yes, that's when it was.
And that was the first time I got to meet you guys, Lincoln and Cherie. Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. Uh-huh. Lincoln, this gentleman, Lincoln, who I'm referring to, him and I, everybody's up there ghost hunting and doing, you know, they're doing the productive work. Amber and Tom are up there. Other people are up there doing their thing. And Lincoln and I, just like in the front parlor room there, like the main sitting area, right? I forgot the name. What's the name of that room, Marilyn?
The tea room?
Yeah, the tea room.
Uh-huh.
Lincoln and I just pop a squat down there and start just bitching about the economy.
Yes, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Well, guess what? That has come to fruition.
Yeah, well, you know, wow. But, you know, soon after that, Lincoln and I just became attached to the hip, and we were best buddies for the rest of the night.
Cool. That's so awesome.
Now, we were slated to go back there earlier this year again with Tom and Amber and everybody, but Amber and I were actually on our way to go to the Indigo Inn, and Grand Haven got hit with the most horrible snowstorm ever.
Yes.
We got about 3 miles in about 45 minutes, and we had about an hour drive. So I'm like, I don't think we're going to make it, you know. So we couldn't make it to that, and I was so bummed, Marilyn, because I love the Indigo Inn. Now, one thing I haven't really learned too much about is the history of the Indigo Inn. That's one thing I was curious. I wanted to talk about tonight a little bit. Was,
oh,
the,
sure.
Was the history of the Indigo Inn? I mean, when did you acquire the place? Like, just out of
okay,
curiosity.
Yeah. I'll tell you about the history of
it. Okay.
It goes back to 1888 when it was the DeHaas Inn at that time, and it stayed there until 1924 when they had a fire and it was burned. So then they razored it down and left it empty for 3 years, and then was the, you know, business locals got together because they couldn't get financing at that time in 1927.
Mm-hmm.
So they hired an architect from Chicago to come in and draw up the plans, and that was approximately in 1925.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a few years for them to get it going, and then they had formed a chamber of commerce, and they had sold the stock in order to raise the money to raise $42,000 for 1927 to have the building built on the same site that the DeHaas was on. So what they did is they just built over the building that had burned down to the ground, and they just razored it down,
mm-hmm.
and built the Kimbark Inn at that time it was called.
Okay.
And so they did it in 1927, and they built it, and they designed it, you know, like an old English pub, and they had 30 guest rooms at that time. Well, that's still here.
Yeah.
30 guest rooms. And they had a restaurant. And so it was a very lucrative place because they drew them in from Chicago and Wisconsin because they didn't have any places at all in the area of Fremont to come to stay for guests. And they figured it would be very lucrative and very profitable because at that time Gerber was just starting. Gerber Baby Food had just started their plant then in 1927.
Okay.
So it hand in hand together, and they walked together. And this, so this was a very busy place. They had governors, lieutenant governors here. And so they had a lot of influential people, and it kept going and going all the time, and then to about 1950, and then it just, about 55, I think it was, then it just got shut down, and nothing happened, and it just stood vacant from 1950 until I bought it in 2001.
Wow, so it stayed, you said 1950 up until,
uh-huh.
It sat there for 41 years, and oh, I'm sorry,
51
years.
Over half a century.
Yes,
oh,
half
my.
A century with nothing being done, just depleting itself, you know, and it just stood there empty. Everything stood as it was, but deteriorated.
Oh, my God.
And had former owners that owned it for 20 years, and they just didn't do nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bought it, I decided, well, this is the time that I want to restore it back to, you know, the historical part. So I rolled up my sleeves and thought, how do I go about this? And I thought. So I finally decided I would start with the bar and grill and renovate that. And I came up to the main level where you sat with Lincoln at.
Yep.
And I did that area all through there. Then a year, 2 years later, I decided that I would go upstairs and renovate the rooms again and call it a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. And I put them into the Victorian procedure now, as they are now. And when the activity really started to happen is when I started to renovate upstairs.
Oh.
I was been told that there was ghosts here because people that were in their 80s came in to talk to me before I even renovated the upstairs. And they said, are you aware it's haunted? And they said it was haunted back in the late 30s, and I says, I heard rumors, but I says, I really didn't pay no attention to it. Mm-hmm. But that's when I did all the renovation, and that's when it became very, very active. And then they really started moving and showing and doing things, and that's when the activity really started immensely heavy.
Marilyn, what did you think? What did you? This is Doug speaking. I haven't met you yet, but
sure.
I'm coming out and meeting you.
I hope
eventually.
You do. I'm sure you'll have a pleasant experience.
Oh,
here.
I hope so. When you like bought it, and you know, you probably had heard rumors and things like that. But what did you think of ghosts before that? Had you run into any as a kid or anything like that? Or
no, I never. Even to date, to this day, I have never had an encounter.
Ooh.
I believe in people that tell me it, but my religion is so strong that I never open up to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe anything that anybody tells me, and I have so many guests that are just telling me things are happening when they're staying here. And I just say, please document it, and I'll keep it as evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing scary. They're not a harmful ghost or spirit. I call them spirits. They're not harmful people.
Mm-hmm.
They're just friendly people that want to be known.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you a lot of encounters that I've had just in the last 3 months, if you want to know, and even this weekend, I had a couple come all the way from Warren, Michigan.
Yeah, I
know. Detroit.
You mentioned this. You mentioned this when we talked earlier. I got to hear about it. You know. Please tell me.
Yes, they came in on Friday night, and they were determined to get here, and they had reservations holding at 5 o'clock,
uh-huh.
but they had gotten late start from work, so they didn't arrive here until about 9.
Uh-huh.
And the minute they came with all the paranormal equipment because they were ready to really do a serious investigation on their own. And they were so ecstatic, they stayed for 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to stay more because they got so much evidence. And in doing so, she got orbs, tons of orbs. She showed them all to me. And I was right there and witnessed it, and it said, it's cold in here. That's what the voice picked up on this thing that you use, these paranormals use, that picks up the voice.
Well, what's
the EVP then, if it's a voice?
What are they, if you could describe what they brought, I'm just wondering what kind of equipment, you said that they brought a piece of equipment that...
Cameras and tape recorders.
Well, was it a tape
recorders? Tape recorders, cameras,
okay.
And it was a voice thing that they said is the latest technology now that they purchased. And it actually picks up the voice. That's talking, you know, you can't talk into it, but it picks up as they're, you know, asking questions to the spirits, and then they'll wait for a while, and then it'll listen, and then it plays it, and then they go back, and they hear it after they record it for a long time,
okay.
Then they play it, then you can hear it. It actually said, it's cold in here.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yes, I was just shocked. I said to him this morning, I said, my gosh, you scared me. You really got it. They says, yes. They says, this is a very, very active place. They said, this is phenomenal here. And I says, really? They says, yes. I says, people tell me that. Now, sometimes they come in full body form because I had a guest that stayed here in May.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all Red Hatters. And they were all in their rooms. All the rooms were taken. And her door was locked. And it was at 2:05 exactly. And she said a chambermaid came in, opened her door, and came in. The door was locked at 2:05. Just peeked in. Her clock had 1 hour exactly, and she walked out. And she said the reason why she's seen her is because, with an inn, you have to have, you know, all the security lights on in the hallways and everything.
Right. Yeah.
And her door was just there above the light there, and she said she could see the woman walk in. She described her as being a frail lady with spiral curls on her hair, dark brown hair, and very shallow, tiny little lady and kind of hunchback. And she said, do you have a chambermaid like that? And I says, honey, I'm the only one here, and you don't see me. I says, I'm not the chambermaid. I says, I would never enter your room. And I said, secondly, I would never enter at 2:05. And I says, I would never, never do that to you. And she says, oh, I had an encounter then. And I says, yes, you did. I didn't have anybody ever tell me anything about this, but 3 months to the exact day, a man and a wife came in from West Virginia, and he says, we have to have a room with you. And I said, well, fine, you know. I says, I have one room available.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, great, we'll take it. Then he started talking to me who he was. His grandmother had owned this place back in the 1930s to 50s. And Tom Brenner, you know Tom Brenner?
Yes, I do.
He picked up on the name McIntyre. When he came in, he says, my name is McIntyre. And I says, "Oh my gosh," I said, "you're in the book." I said, "What a coincidence." He said, "Well, my grandmother, that was my grandmother's name." And so I sat down after they were here for a while, and I was feeding them a supper, and I said, "Can I please ask you a question?" And he says, "Sure, what's that?" I said, "When your grandma was here, did she by any chance have a lady that was hunchback with spiral curls?" He said, "Yes, she did." He said, "She took care of the rooms. That was her duties, and she was dedicated to it 24/7. I said, "Well, would you believe she just visited one of my guests?" And he said, "Wouldn't surprise me." And then I had another encounter where it was on Mother's Day, and I was the only one in the building with the guests.
Uh-huh.
And they were upstairs, so it was Mother's Day. And music started playing, the 20s music.
Wow.
I have no way do I pipe up music upstairs.
There's Marilyn, you're just rocking here, because I was just going to ask you about the music. But yeah, go right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I do
no,
apologize.
No, you are no,
you're
no.
reading our minds.
You're reading our minds. What you're doing. Don't be sorry in any way. Let's hear about this music, yeah.
And so as music was playing, it was the 20s music. And it was just in the room, too. And he was just, in, you know, he opened up his door, and he came out, and then he walked back in again, and he opened up the door and came out into the upstairs landing. You know how, remember, I had the chairs there, the two chairs there in the big landing that overlooks the whole, downstairs, you know, the next floor down.
Uh-huh.
And he came out, and he said, "The music stopped." He went back in, and it started again. So it was about 10:45, and I thought, "Well, gee, that's funny. They're not down for breakfast yet, and so I'm going to go up there and see what's going on." So when I proceeded up second landing, I heard the music because he had his door shut, and I thought, "Oh, he's playing a radio. That's nice music." So I stood there for a few minutes, and then he popped out and he said, "Did you hear the music, Meryl?" And I said, "Well, yeah." I said, "Beautiful music you're playing." He says, "No, I'm not playing no music, are you?" And I says, "Honey, there's no way I can do that." I said, "You can see the setup here." He says, "Wow." He says, "I'm having an experience." And I said, "Yes, you are." So then he shut the door, and when he shut the door, his lights went off in his room. And then he came back out, and he says, "That's an experience in itself." He says, "Now I really had an experience." So that was another one that just happened in May. The other one was in May.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had another gentleman that was a traveling salesman that stayed here several times. He always wanted room 3. And he would always ask for room 3. And I just, what I do when a person comes in, I always say, "Now, you might encounter a friendly spirit, and maybe you won't." I said, "But I like to tell you just so you're not scared or nervous, you know, if something happens." "Oh, nothing will ever happen. I'll be fine." So he stayed here maybe 7-8 times, nothing ever encountered. The last time he was here, at 2:05 in the morning, he told me it was that time, he said it was about 2:05, 2:10 in the morning, he got a pound on his chest, somebody pounding on him. Excuse me, he said he woke up right that second, and there was nobody there.
Oh.
Wow.
This is when he was laying in bed, Marilyn?
Uh-huh. He was laying in bed, and somebody was tapping him on his chest. You know how somebody will tap you on your chest to get your attention?
Yeah.
And then another encounter was that I had done some, this is just in the last few months, I had done some work on my my kitchen ceiling, and I had closed off all my rooms so that the dust wouldn't fly, because I didn't want nothing to, you know, to encounter it. And because I have allergies, and so I don't want dust
too.
Around.
Me too.
And so when the workers got done, I went up to my room, you know, into the bedroom, and nobody had been in there. I have no children.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was up there, just the workers, and they were just in the kitchen. I opened up the door, and there is a small handprint of a child.
Ooh.
Oh. Now, when Bevan was here, when they were doing the investigation on the haunting travels of Michigan,
right. Yeah, I was going to mention that too, but yeah, go ahead.
They encountered the child's voice. It's scary.
Wow.
Really? You said they encountered the child's voice.
Did they hear it with their ears or on their equipment?
On their equipment, because mm-hmm. they got it in the book.
So that means they... Yeah, speaking of which,
yeah,
we should talk
yeah,
about this.
So
the book,
yeah.
Cat and Bev... wrote...
Haunted Travels of Michigan.
Haunted Travels of Michigan, which is out now. It's been out for about a month,
yes.
I think.
Yeah,
and, yes, it came out September the 9th.
And oh, so it's
been out for a couple
months, a month and a half, yeah,
yeah.
2 months,
yeah.
And Haunted Travels of Michigan. And you know, I'm really, really, actually, kind of happy that the Indigo Inn is haunted and it's in Michigan, because You know, Michigan, it's not like, you know, like, you hear about all these great
We got the ghost ships. Ooh.
We have ghost ships, you know, but...
You want to see them, you got to get into a boat and go out in the middle of the water and see something like that.
Right, whereas this, you can go and spend the night and have a really nice night or have a really haunted night.
I shouldn't say that.
Right.
We were just at the Straight Farmhouse last weekend, which is reportedly haunted, too, which is in Garden City, Michigan.
That's true, that's true. But
sorry, Cindy.
But this was... But you can't spend the night there.
No, you can't, no.
So, this one, you can go and you can spend a weekend, you can spend, you know, what, and maybe something haunted will happen.
I think we should go, Doug, without Scott.
I think that's a great idea, because he went without us.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd have an immense time. Everybody that comes here just raves about it, because there's so much to do under one roof.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marilyn, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I have the tea room, I have the, you know, the restaurant.
Yep.
I also have the bar and grill. And I have a day spa, which includes the detox, and also the spa, which is the therapeutical massage, and the manicures, pedicures, and facials. And then also, it's all Wi-Fi, so it means you can use your internet. I have the lounge, and I have the art gallery, and the gift shop. So in the cigar lounge, so you have a lot of places that you can go.
You
in
had me at massage.
So I have a lot of things under one roof that you can do, and the people are just amazed at it. To think that this is here, tucked away, and nobody knows about it.
Well, there's a couple other things going on too. You guys are actually having a, you know, just for the Halloween time, you know, for Halloween.
Yeah.
Season, there's on the 31st Halloween night.
Oh, they have a costume
party going on. That's
The Down and Under Bar and Grill.
Cat and Bev, we just talked about them. On November 7th, you guys are actually having a dinner and a book signing.
Yeah, the Indigo Inn has a spot in Cat and Bev's heart and, of course, their book.
Yeah.
Because they keep going back. I mean, look, they're going to be back on November 7th for dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, so this is something that they... They know is something that that they're endeared to. They love the Indigo Inn.
Coming up also, from what I see here too, Marilyn, let me just get my other notes here.
That's right, the Paranormal Gateway.
They're calling it Paranormal Gateway, am I correct, Marilyn?
Getaway.
Yes, that's correct.
Own Tom Mott.
November the 29th.
You stole our Tom, Marilyn. You took our Tom.
I know it. He's coming on November the 29th, and I still have some rooms left, and so if anybody is interested, they should really call as soon as possible, because it will go fast. Once the advertising gets out there, it will go very, very fast.
We haven't mentioned the website yet. We only got a couple seconds here before we have to go to break.
Oh, okay.
But the website is the Indigo Inn, all one together, .com. And you can get everything we talked about, including the haunts we've talked about, the events that they have coming up at the Indigo Inn. They're all there at the website, theindigoinn.com. You can check out all this stuff. And if you want, you know, if you're in Michigan, even if you're not in Michigan, you might want to come check this
place
out.
Right, because that's accessible from Chicago and like Marilyn was saying, from Wisconsin and Chicago and probably other parts of Indiana and Illinois.
Alaska.
By
Ohio. I get them from Ohio. I get them from Texas. I get them from New York. They come from all over. They're coming from all over.
And I don't blame them, because it just sounds like such a fantastic thing. And I love to see people coming to Michigan but especially for haunted reasons.
Yes. Marilyn, I hope that we can get out there sometime soon to see you guys again. I know it's been way too long. So I'm looking forward to coming out
there. Well, I'm looking forward to you coming again, especially, you know, to do another investigation.
Yeah, for sure. We'd love to do that.
And I'm having a pair psychic here on October 31st, also along with the Halloween party. And her name is Joan Cranmore, and she's outside of Cadillac. She's got 35 years of experience. She's in 5 counties, so she's excellent in her reputation.
Excellent.
She has an excellent reputation. So she'll be here to do psychic readings on the Halloween party, too.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
And people can get rooms that night, too, if they want them, because there's still some available.
Oh, if we weren't going to be in
Illinois.
Yeah,
we're already booked. We're going to be in Illinois that night.
I would be there with you, Marilyn.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You have to come. You'll be ecstatic over it.
We're definitely going to do that. And, Marilyn, hang on the line for 1 second. Don't leave us just yet. We have to go to break, okay?
Okay.
All right, so guys, definitely check it out. TheIndigoIn.com.
Exactly.
Wonderful place. I've been there. I'll put my stamp of approval on it. It's, you know, even if, yeah, go there if you want to go there for ghost hunting, but it's just a really great place to hang out at, too. We had a ball there the night we spent, so that's why I really want to get back there again.
It's got
the weather's better now.
It's got the history. It's got the ghosts. It's got the, you know, the renovations going. Absolutely incredible. It's got it all.
We
got
to go to break, though. We have to. We're against the clock right now.
Yeah, because we have to bring on Francine Milano.
Yeah, well, this is going to be interesting.
Exactly. We're going to talk about, this must be a musical-oriented show, because we talked about music coming from a room. You know, Marilyn was talking about that. And this is definitely, we talked about your band being in the...
we have to talk about music in the last...
Well, and now with Francine, we're going to talk about music and, musicians in this case. Really, really interesting stuff coming up.
Speaking of music.
What?
You like my segue?
That was a really good segue.
Thank you so much.
It would have been great if you hadn't mentioned it.
I know. Well, that's how we always destroy our segues here. We are committed to destroying all segues on this show. All right. Yeah. Speaking of music, let's go to a break here. This is Ghost Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.